all projects, all infrastructural projects in relation to transportation are important, and certainly the news announced by Minister Pascal Donoghue in relation to the starting of the roundabout at Kiltoy is important. It's important for traffic solutions, number one, in Letterkenny, but also for the expansion of Primerica, which was announced during the summer. So the standalone projects are important, but still, and from speaking to people, even while they had a good tourism season and talking to a lot of people in the county, the big issue is that we need a game changer in this region, and the A5 development is still part of that. Obviously, we're still waiting on it to go through the process in Northern Ireland, but there has been ongoing discussions behind the scenes. I'm working very closely with Minister Sean Sherlock, who has ministerial responsibility for cross-border cooperation, and we will be looking at formalising that work that has been ongoing over the last number of months. The A5 is critical, but equally, as part of that A5 development, we're looking at Letterkenny-Lifford, we're looking at the Bunagee link, and it's all part of an overall solution. We need a game changer. We need something big to happen in the northwest region. Unfortunately, there were mistakes made in relation to the process on the northern side a couple of years ago, but the commitment is still there by governments on both sides of the border. The 50 million sterling committed by the government for 2015-2016, that's still very much in place. But part of the A5, there's no point us having an A5 bypass NOMA, an A5 infrastructural upgrade to new buildings without having a new bridge bypassing Lifford Strabane and looking at a new road from Lifford into Letterkenny and the Bunagee link. So the NRA are working very, very closely with the Department of Transport, and we'll continue to pressurise and ensure that that game changer that is so much needed for the Northwest continues apace, because the people of the Northwest region deserve equal transport accessibility as people in other parts of the country. And obviously, the neglect of the region down the decades is something that I'm very focused on and very committed on, and hoping for progress in the new year in relation to the process on the northern side.
As you've said, both governments are committed to the A5. One of the big questions at the moment, and particularly today, given the way things are unfolding as we speak, is whether or not there will be a government instalment in the coming weeks and months. Is that going to potentially raise questions over the future of the A5 project?
Well, while Stormont is important, obviously, from a democratic point of view in Northern Ireland, the critical support in relation to the A5 is coming from Dublin, and it also is coming from Westminster. And what I would be saying, while we are going through a very difficult process in the north, the commitment still is there on the northern side. The commitment is still there at Westminster. The commitment is still in Dublin, and we have to continue apace, because the peace process dividend that we see that have developed and has come about over the last number of years, we still need it to see it in terms of accessibility and transport. And one of the big things that we need in the Northwest is accessibility. The economy is improving. We're looking at more traffic on the road, and with increased traffic, congestion and all sorts of difficulties arise from that. So the focus has to be on access. The focus has to be on new infrastructural development, not just on the northern side, but right into Letterkenny. And as part of that is the Bunagee link. And I'm confident that the commitment that has been shown at an official level, and also the NRA, the National Roads Authority, are taking that critical linkage into Letterkenny off the A5 very, very seriously. And now's the time to be working hard behind the scenes, and I'm confident that is happening and continues apace.
There's an expectation that there'll be significant government spending in the coming months ahead of the next general election. There's also a fear that, as is the perception that happened before, money for transport infrastructure will be swallowed up for Dublin. We have the start made on linking the two Lewis lines. We have a lot of work being done in Dublin city centre. The fear is that the capital will suck in what money is available for infrastructure, and that counties such as Donegal, and particularly projects such as the Bunagee link, will find themselves fighting for an ever-dwindling pot of resources.
Well, I think if you look at the tenure of Pascal Donoghue since he came into the portfolio in transport. He's come to Donegal, he went to Glenties, he saw issues in Glenties where he allocated 600,000. He also heard the problems associated with the Cockhill Bridge in Buncrana. He committed 3 million to that. So that's in the pace of 13, in a period of 13 months. The commitment there, it's a bigger project that we're looking at, and I certainly will be ensuring that I will be doing everything possible to ensure that whatever monies are at the table to be spread out, that one thing is for sure, the North West doesn't have linkage from Dublin to Derry City, the fourth largest city on the island, and they do have motorway access, the railway access to Galway, Limerick and Cork, and that message I will continue apace in making sure that we make that point very, very strongly, that this is a region that was neglected for decades and decades, and as a result of the peace dividend, it is only right, it is only correct that the mistakes of the past and the neglect of the past are rectified to ensure that we get equal access to a region that is developing, that is going from strength to strength from a tourism point of view. We do have tourism now going right up into Malin Head for the first time, where it just predominantly came to the south of the county. That's changing. We're going to have more traffic. The economy is growing. It's growing obviously a little slower than the capital, but it is going in the right direction, and we have to build on that. And critical to that is access, and access up through the northwest is a game changer that the northwest needs.